We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by Chafe and Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. All right, Craig, convince everyone that the Tyone trade was the right thing for the Pirates to do.
They moved a guy coming off his second Tommy John surgery that has totally redone his mechanics and has limited time within the organization still. The fact that they were able to trade him at all, I think it was a good move.
So you would have taken anything for him? You would have taken...
Not just anything, but I very much was of the belief that trading Jameson Taillon was the right move because you just have absolutely no idea what you're going to get. And based off the history of guys who've had two Tommy John surgeries, it won't
what
be
What is
great.
The history of people with two Tommy John surgeries?
I think there was a study in 2015 that like 65% of them made it back into the league, and within 3 years, they were all gone. None of them could reach their same innings limits that they had reached previously. It is a huge road back. And it is one that eventually prevents you from being the pitcher you used to
be.
You
buying this, Melzy?
Well, define this.
Craig's,
what am I buying? What am I supposed
Craig's
to buy?
Craig
Spiel.
Here?
Oh, boy. I'm trying not to get in trouble here.
With who?
Just generally. I think, to me, like, I don't know if this if I'm speaking to our audience here at all and hitting a, you know, striking a chord that is similar for some of you out there.
Great way to start things off. I don't know if anyone is going to be able to understand me when I say this, but hear me out.
No, I think people will be able to understand me. I just don't know who or how many people I'm speaking to feel the same way.
How do we ever know?
All these, I don't know. I'm just trying to a different way to get into a take here. All I've done is yell and scream about how the Steelers are going to suck because they're catering to Ben Roethlisberger for 2 hours. I'm trying to, nice different tone, a little speed bump for everybody listening. Anyway, I have treated all of these trades that have happened thus far as preordained, like they were going to happen and they were going to get, regardless of what the names were, you probably weren't getting somebody's number one prospect unless their system was very bad coming back from any of these teams. And so given that, the absence, the almost certain absence of some prospect who's a high enough level guy that you everyone knows their name, right?
Yeah.
And like everyone is, you know, a Tatis Jr. type when he was a prospect, or Vlad Jr. Absent that and knowing these guys were going to get traded, like, it's very hard for me to really do a nitty-gritty evaluation on was the timing right? Did they do this, that, or the other thing right? Because it just feels like the most important thing here is to clean out all the old furniture in the house and at least have something that looks relatively blank to start with. And so I loved watching Musgrove compete. It didn't always work that well. Same with Tyone. I love the way those guys battled when they were out there, the way Musgrove specifically played the game and played it hard the way I think it should be played. And I enjoyed the thrills of like watching Josh Bell do what he did. But when you know that all those guys are going to be gone, and then they all are, it's a very almost blasé feeling. Like, I think that in principle, they're doing the right thing. They are just gutting this thing down to the studs. They are going to have virtually nothing resembling a major league team. That is not going to make them unique, by the way, in Major League Baseball, because a lot of teams are doing it. And so it's very hard for me to parse who they got back for a given player or when they traded him relative to, in Tyone's case, his injury history and what those guys usually end up being in the big leagues, and say, oh yeah, definitively, one way or another, this was a good or bad decision at this moment in time. It was the only decision. I mean, it's very clear that this is the only direction for them to go, so I don't have super strong feelings on it because I knew it was going to happen.
Well, I thought it was going to happen a year ago, and it didn't. So I wasn't assuming or thinking that Tyone was going to be gone before Valentine's Day. Like, I didn't have any kind of sell-by date with any of these guys. I wasn't even sure they were going to trade Josh Bell before the start of next year. I'm happy that they're doing it. I'd rather watch a young bad team than an older bad team. And either way, the Pirates were going to be bad in 2021. So you might as well bring in youth and players that you have the ability to keep in your lineup for the next few years. So, I mean, from that perspective, you're right. They were not going to go into free agency and spend money. So they pretty much, ownership pretty much gave Ben Cherington one option. You can either hope that these guys that showed you last year that they were the nucleus of the worst team in the entire league, that they were going to miraculously get better over 162 games, or you could come to the realization, like everyone else, that you have an incomplete team and trade the few players that might have some function or some use to other people right now. So I like it. I mean, I saw that the San Diego newspaper just did an article on this because Mike Clevinger had his second Tommy John surgery. The most successful pitcher they found who's come back from two Tommy Johns was like Daniel Hudson. It was the best name they could throw out there. It is amazing how one Tommy John, oh, everything's fine. Two Tommy Johns is like a death sentence for these pitchers.
Let me take a ballsy approach to this real quick. This won't be popular opinion.
Never a good idea.
But yeah, everybody likes Jameson Taillon, and he's a very good guy and a great talker and a great insider when you're trying to get information on the team. I'll attest to that.
Yep.
But he didn't realize his potential with the Pirates when he was healthy. He didn't realize it after his first Tommy John potential. What makes anybody think he's going to, after two Tommy Johns, all of a sudden it's all going to click and he's going to be the great pitcher people expected?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
Boys, I'll be right back in 30 seconds. I'm dead serious.
Did you try to get Jameson Taillon on the show today?
I did.
Did he get back to you?
He did not. This is not clouded by that. Given my history, I could see how you'd feel that way. But I think that's a fair point. He never realized his potential. What makes people think after two Tommy Johns he will?
I get it when Pirates fans, they always have a reason to be bitter and upset because the history has been so awful since, you know, like 5 or 6 years among the last 40 have been good. So they have a right to bitch. But, No.
Somebody was dropping off something that I had to answer the door for, and I knew it was going to happen.
The last thing I'll say about this is I get when you have players that were a part of three winning teams and three playoff teams that get traded for prospects, that understandably ruffles feathers. When you're trading guys who have been a part of the team for a long time but were really only a part of bad teams, I don't see how fans could object to that. These guys didn't win here. So if you can get something and turn the page for them, I say do it.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.